Eyes out. Yeah, so. No Ray, no Beatrice. Well, I did too. I actually had all my ATOs and stuff planned, and I got here and got the Grim Ripper. That's what we call Eddie when he comes in, and he gave me the news. So it's just roll with it, and you know, we'll see tomorrow. Probably the three games in a row. You know, we had, you know, you kind of forget that he's been out for so long, and then we kind of threw him right back in the fire, and I probably erred there too. You know, three games in a row for him, his knee swelled up, and so we sent him back home, you know, right away. So. I don't know. I mean, if he can play tomorrow, he'll probably play. I think Eddie and them would figure. You know, I don't ever get involved in that stuff, so they'll just tell me when he can play, and they'll would have thought all those things.
When he does come back, or is able to come back, if it's before the playoffs, will you look to limit his minutes in the playoffs right around the corner?
Yeah, I'll go on what they tell me. You know, if you know, they say that we need to limit, we will. If they say he needs minutes, you know, I have no problem doing that. So, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. You know, like Steve asked today, are you concerned by it? I'm not, but, you know, it does, you know, we got to make sure we have them. You know, listen, at the end of the day, we need everyone for the playoffs.
Before Mike Woodson was talking about when Amari comes back, mm-hmm. maybe this weekend, somebody said, you're going to bring him up tonight? She said, no, he'll be starting.
Yeah.
Although the Knicks are rolling now with Carmelo, and there's always the adjustment. When they have Amari and Carmelo on the floor, is that, as a coach going against them, is that a bigger challenge?
It's a bigger challenge,
just when Carmelo's
Yeah, when they're both on the floor, it's a bigger challenge. Because they both can score, you know, and it's funny, the last time we played them, they were both on the floor.
Right.
And, you know, they hurt us in a lot of ways. You know, you load up on Carmelo and they swing it, you don't have time to shift your defense to the other side of the floor. And I think Woody will do a great job as far as figuring out, you know, who gets the ball and all that stuff. You know, the ball usually finds the open guy anyway at the end of the day, if you're playing right. And they're playing right. You just watch how they're playing. They're playing right. And so I don't think that'll be a problem.
So your scariest moments in that playoff series last year were was that game two when Carmelo was out there almost, you know, doing everything by himself.
Yeah, well. So are you suggesting sit him? The other guy, I'm all for it. You know. No, listen. It's when you're by yourself. As I've never experienced that as a player. I was never that good. But when you're by yourself as a player that has the ability of a Carmelo or LeBron last night, you just go out and you try to do it yourself. But I don't know if you can do that in a series every night. You can do it for a game here and there.
Did Ray actually do anything this morning, just to be clear? Or did
no, yeah, Ray went through the entire shoot-around. It looked great. I mean, to the point where after the shoot-around, we actually ran a whole list of our ATOs that we run for him. We did the whole thing. It looked terrific. So, I mean, I thought he was good.
Carmelo's been averaging over 30 points in the side games. Who are you looking to guard him and stop him on the team?
I don't know if you stop Carmelo. You just try to make him take a lot of contested shots, and you hope he misses, you know. Him and Durant, you know, size. They have great size over most of the guys they guard. So, you know, listen, if he makes contested shots, we'll live with that. What we don't want to do is give him easy free throws. He gets to the line, you know, and we have to try to take those away. We try to take away his transition buckets. I mean, that's where he hurts you.
Doc, last year, there obviously had a good support in cash. Mm-hmm. But he was really the one true superstar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is as a scorer, you know, and Dirk is as a scorer. But Dirk, you know, there's several guys historically. They just, their size, their freaking natures. And, you know, Carmelo is not that for his size. You know, Durant is that. Dirk is a 7-footer playing like a 2-guard. I mean, it's an unfair advantage, you know, and that's what Dirk is. And when he gets it going, you know, he was defended very well. He just made everything. Carmelo does have that ability, though, as far as he can make shots with good defense. That's what separates him. That's why he's a great player.
Do you think a guy that size can do it alone?
I hope not. But I think if Dirk's going to be a candidate for it, he's one of them, clearly. He's one of the best scorers in our league every year. And when he's playing right, you would put him, Carmelo, Durant, and Dirk in the category, maybe by themselves, because of their size.
Turnovers have always been your offensive issue.
Yeah.
But are free throws as much of a concern?
Well, this year, turnovers, free throws, rebounds. You know, we have all three have been big for us. We rebound well, which is rare. We win those games. We have done a great job since the All-Star break. We haven't turned the ball over as much. Listen, if you're not going to rebound, you cannot turn the ball over. And, you know, first half of the year, we did both very well. And our record showed us, you know, you can't win that way.
And how's the free throw rate
is going up. Not as much as we'd like, but it's going up. You know, listen, our bigs are stretch floor bigs. You know, Kevin does go in the post, but not as much. Paul is our only, him and Kevin really are only two guys we really post. And we post Rondo up a lot now. So we don't have a team of great post up guys. You know, so and Rondo's our only really guy that breaks guys down off the dribble.